where you want to go. Call Lynn Regantine, Bill Lukowski, or Scott Long today at 810-376-4710. Office is located at 3473 Main Street in Deckerville, with a second location at 33 South Elk Street in Sandusky, Michigan.
The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial result. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, a registered investment advisor.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. Straight A's mean more than a grade point average. USA schools offer an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community members. USA has a strong core with early interventions. It's our mission. It's our promise. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. The arts enrich lives and enhance creativity in careers and personal life, and creates a more well-rounded student. October has been designated Principals Month for Michigan and nationally. USA schools would like to thank their principals for all they do, including elementary principal Mr. Craig Finnegar and 6th to 12th principal Mr. Josh Hahn. Find more information on USA schools, go to their website thinkusa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you. With locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Everybody knows your name.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. Final score from USA, USA 40, Lakers 20. As USA advances to 3-0 divisional play and 5-1 on the season with five straight victories since that week one loss at Sandusky, who Sandusky now is also 6-0 on this, six and oh on the season, clinching a playoff berth with a victory, a big victory over Marlette. Well, it was 20-14 at halftime, and just before the half, Lakers scored with 6 seconds left to make it that 20-14. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us about the big third quarter for USA?
Well, that momentum did not carry into the third quarter. It was all USA Patriots. It started at the 10:03 mark. Colton Siebert on play action reeled in a 70-yard touchdown reception from Aaron Sines. The two-point conversion pass failed, 26-14, but 5:09. Gettle runs it in from 2 yards out, two-point conversion. Failed again, 32-14. Patriots lead, and they're not done yet. With the 2:08 mark, Aaron Sines busts a 60-yard touchdown run. This time, Colton Siebert gets in from 2 yards, 40-14. And in the fourth quarter, there was just one score, and that was the Hunter Seeley 11-yard touchdown run for Lakers. The two-point conversion was no good, and that would be your final. USA Patriots 40, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 20.
When you take a look at these stats in this game overall, USA rushed for 335 yards off of 37 plays, two plays in passing for 82 yards, for a total offense of 39 plays for 417 yards. For Lakers, they had 47 carries for 139 yards, 13 attempts passing for 42 yards for a total offense of 181 yards off of 60 plays. So to comparison, USA 39 plays, 417 yards. Lakers 60 plays, 21 more than USA for 181 yards, roughly almost about 240 yards less.
Oh, yeah, that's the sign of the game there. 37 rushing plays, 335 yards. Tanner Foley attempts two passes, and they both go completed, one of them for a big touchdown. So anything USA did tonight worked. The game plan on offense was excellent. They gave up an opening possession touchdown, but after that, the defense really sealed the cracks and really did a nice job against Lakers and won this game with style today here at home.
Aaron Saenz led the way with 12 carries, 208 yards, and four rushing touchdowns. The next closest man was Tanner Foley and Colton Siebert, each with six carries for 35 yards. Macklin Gettle had three carries for 28 yards and one touchdown. Ezra Arnold, seven carries, 18 yards. Jonas Yoder, two carries for 8 yards. One carry for Tyree Washington for 3 yards. Like we said, Tanner Foley was 2 for 2 in passing for 82 yards. Colton Siebert, 2 for 2 in receiving for 82 yards and one score. And only one false start penalty for the offense, penalties for USA. And on the defensive side of things, as far as, let's start with the penalties. Not pretty for the USA Patriots. Six penalties on defense for 80 yards, including two face masks for 20 yards, two personal fouls for 30 yards, a roughing the passer for 15 yards, and an unsportsmanlike conduct for 15 yards. Not exactly what you're going for. For Lakers offense, we have 75 yards rushing for Hunter Sealy off of 22 carries. Brennan Wisner, 18 carries for 49 yards. Mind you that Hunter Sealy also had one rushing touchdown. Brennan Wisner, 49 yards off 18 carries and a score. Trent Cunningham, two attempts, two carries for 12 yards. And Keegan Valentine, five carries for 3 yards. That's all said and done. Brennan Wisner, 5 for 13 and one interception for 42 yards in the passing game. Trent Cunningham, two catches for 18 yards. Keegan Valentine, 1 for 3 yards. And James Stork, 2 for 21 yards. And penalties for the Laker offense, 3 false starts and 1 block in the back for 25 yards off of 4 flags. Let's take a look at the defensive side. 36 tackles for USA and 26 for Lakers. Lakers had 3 tackles for a loss for 9 yards and 4 penalties for 36 yards altogether. USA, 36 tackles, 4 tackles for a loss, 2 sacks, 1 tip pass, and 1 interception. 6 penalties for 80 yards like we talked about. Otherwise, great numbers. Their defense was led by Macklin Gettle and Cole Finkbeiner, each with 6 tackles. Brandon Bolzman, 4 tackles, and then a slew with 3, including Kreiderman, Finkbeiner, that would be Cody Finkbeiner, Cooper Caulfield, and Tanner Foley, and a bunch with 2 and 1. Tackles for a loss went to Aaron Saenz for 2 yards, Macklin Gettle for 3 yards, Trenton LaPrat for 4 yards, and Garrett Adam with 3. Colton Siebert had 1 sack for 10 yards, and Trenton LaPrat 1 sack for 7 yards. The tip pass went to Cole Finkbeiner. Interception went to Aaron Saenz, also a big night on defense for him, and like we said, the penalties. As far as Lakers' defense, they were led by Keegan Valentine once again with 6 tackles, Brennan Wisner with 4, as well as Jacob Kretschmer, and Bajarski and James Stork with 3, and then a few after that. Tackles were lost, 2 went to Kretschmer and 1 to McCardle, and that was pretty much it. A face mask for 15 yards, personal foul for 15 yards, and offsides for 5, and roughing the passer was half the distance to the goal line.
What can you say? USA dominated this game. They're really their only major hiccups, I think, were very minor. I don't foresee them getting that many personal foul 15-yard penalties next week. Well, they can't if they plan on winning or staying in that game. And I really think that they needed to kick the ball off and force the other offense to go 80 yards on them every time. I don't even know why you'd consider those little short pooch kicks and giving the other team really good field position. Outside of that, USA played tremendous. They had multiple tackles in the backfield, and that forces offenses like Lakers especially that aren't comfortable throwing the ball. I mean, they're okay with it, but there really is not their specialty. And anytime you force a team to do something that they're not wanting to do, you've done something right on defense. So USA really did well on both sides of the football. And tip of the cap, Aaron Saenz, your game ball tonight, he had a heck of a good game. And like you said, not just because he scored 4 times, he picks off a pass on defense, has a handful of tackles. He really played well in all facets of the game.
As far as time of possession, this one, In the second half, it was pretty neck and neck. USA 12 minutes 23 seconds to Lakers 11 minutes 37 seconds.